parking on the dance floor. Fellas to the side of the rink. It's ladies' choice. It's ladies' choice. It's Friday. The weekend is 3 days old. Let's get after it, like Grandma Roth used to say. Roth Radio worldwide. Man, I got one here from Liverpool, England. Got myself a email here. This is from davidleeroth.com. We're broadcasting worldwide on the internet. It says, James Hanley from Liverpool, England. Junk food, traditionally in the wild, the more fatty the food, the more work and energy it would take to obtain it. For example, to make a cake, you used to have to milk the cow, chase the chickens, and get the eggs. Animal, you know what we're talking about here, right?
Of course.
So by the time you had the cake, you'd be stick thin anyways. I can't imagine Animal ever being stick thin. How many yards of material go for that suit?
Oh, man, this is a big suit. This is my tractor suit, by the way.
You could fit a tractor into that suit. I know that it's Friday when Animal wears a suit, but now you can just walk into a store and buy a cake and get the same calories without doing a thing. Blah, blah, blah. I see also here Pamela Anderson takes aim at Kentucky Fried Chicken, and she's leading a charge to remove a bust of KFC founder Colonel Harlan Sanders from the state capitol. He's a chicken killer. Weigh in on this. What do you think, Nick?
You know, it's funny to hear her talking about removing a bust. Let's start there.
Okay, we're off to a flying start here. Chris, he's a deli worker. He wants to talk about, well, we're going to find out here. Roth Radio, you're live. You're in the spotlight. Go.
What do you say, Dave? How's it going?
I say, yo, you're on.
All right. Hey, David Lee Roth and Hutch, what a combination. I can't believe what I'm hearing these days.
Oh, thank you.
We'll take it as a Super Boogie combo platter with the extra pastrami on the side. I think that's what you're referring to as. Anyway.
You better believe it. You guys are local from where I am, around Woburn, Massachusetts. You must know Bill and Bob's Roast Beef, right?
Oh, yeah.
Go for
Absolutely.
It. So you're a deli worker. Do you own the deli or do you work at the deli?
I manage it. I don't own it.
What deli do you manage?
Bill and Bob's Roast Beef. Hutch knows what I'm talking about.
You're calling from down in Boston.
He's actually about a half a mile from where my house is, just north of Boston. Bill and Bob's Roast Beef is really, really good. There's a few locations around the Massachusetts area.
Listen to him.
I know, Chris. I go there all the time.
God bless you.
Thank you, Chris.
And Bill and Bob's is why we're going to win this freaking war. Anyway.
You better believe it.
Chris.
Well, I mean, the overeating thing, I mean, we see plenty of people that do drugs. And they look happy. And you see plenty of, like, guys. I mean, I talk to my work co-workers, and they have plenty of sex. And they're happy. But the fat guys that come in and get their super roast beefs and their pastrami sandwiches, they leave this place with hard-ons. You know, we got regular customers that come in.
Wait a second. I want to hear the last sentence here. Stop crowing here. Tell me that last sentence you said again. Go ahead.
The fat people, they walk out of here with hot on.
Okay, so you're saying that's something that's actually on the menu?
just would say that they leave here very happy. I mean, you know, they overeat. You can see, we get 40% of our customers are very, very overweight. You know, the kind of people that you giggle when they walk by.
Like the kind of people who were my relatives when I was growing up. My uncle Morris owned Morris Meats, which was all hot dogs and sausages throughout the Chicago area. They're still the family legend that Uncle Morris was a very close associate with Sam Giancana, who was involved with all of the Kennedy problems and so forth. He was all mobbed up, and that was where they sent the enemies of Tony Soprano, so to speak, down to Morris Meats during the 30s and the 40s.
So
and this
what was
kind
in
of
those hot dogs?
Well, those hot dogs wound up in most of my relatives and turned them into emperor penguins. You know? But you know what? I grew up on that, and I love that food. And whenever I do something right, I reward myself. I go right to either Second Avenue Deli, which just closed, but I go to Katz's or I go to Carnegie or whatever. And especially when it's like one of the holidays or something, that to me says holidays. And that's not just even Jewish anymore. If it's Christmas, if it's Halloween, if it's Kwanzaa, Valentine's Day, see, I can rationalize anything. Are you with me, Chris?
I'm with you, big man.
I can tell you.
This is such an honor. I'm speechless. This is such an honor to be speaking to you.
Hey, and a side of chopped liver, huh? Have the Roth sandwich.
Sounds like
Absolutely.
Chris has the hat on.
Have the Roth Have the Roth sandwich. It's a lot of tongue on something very, very rye. Roth Radio. Roth Radio, New York, Philly, Dallas, Katz's, Carnegie, stage. They should have a plaque for me at all of them. Here we go. Lang, he says he has an idea that we're not familiar with. Roth Radio, you're in the spotlight, Lang. Talk to us.
Cool. Thanks very much. I want to say thanks for placing that other guy on the radio. I definitely appreciate your thoughts and ideas more than someone else, shall we say.
Well, I think that he's just right down the street and that in America, you get the choice, boys. That's what I support. Here we go. You have an idea, Lang, that I'm not familiar with. Tell us about it.
Well, that would be if I was at a party and, mind you, I was much younger at the time, and the mother in question was serving a bunch of pastries, and she was putting powdered sugar on it. So, being a bunch of teenage guys and goofing around, we started calling it cocaine. One thing led to another, and somebody said, well, if it's cocaine, let's try snorting it.
Okay.
Now, of course...
You're in the rhythm section, right? you're one of the lighting crew. I know you. Anyways, what happened? You started snorting sugar, and what happened to you?
Well, basically, it's kind of the same thing as cocaine. The sugar goes right to your brain, and the rush you get is rather interesting, actually. I've never actually done any other, quote-unquote, of the normal paraphernalia of drugs, but...
This is the wildest thing I've ever heard, and I certainly don't recommend this. I don't recommend the word sticking as a verb being used with your nose unless the doctor is sticking a Q-tip up it or you're sticking your nose in your girlfriend. But beyond that, I certainly...
Now after this high, did you have to wean yourself off with Splenda?
Did you have to do that? You had to, like, taper and use, like, a Sweet and Low or whatever. This is the wildest...
No, it's just being young and stupid. Instead, we just switched to the regular type of Coke.
I love you, Lang. You remind me of when I was young and stupid. Thanks for calling. Roth Radio, 866-313-3733. For everybody else who's young and stupid, just like me, 866-313-3733. Debbie has some issues. How did I know? Roth Radio, darling, you are so live. Go ahead, Deb.
Hi. I work for an insurance company in Ohio, and we've started providing wellness programs through employers in our area.
And what kind of programs are those, Deb?
It's everything from weight loss to healthy eating to walking programs, utilizing a pedometer.
What caused this program to get started? Tell us about that.
Actually, the increasing cost of health care, employers recognize that individuals with those conditions typically cost them in health care costs three times those individuals who don't have those conditions.
Oh, I believe that completely. You know, in terms of what you eat, like I said, I was totally raised on what's considered junk food. My mother had no idea what she was cooking. You know, usually in the family, everybody compliments the matriarch's abilities in the kitchen and everything. I asked my father when I was about 40 years old, hey, what about mom's cooking, Dad? When I was growing up, he said, oh, she was an awful cook. She was terrible. The best.
My mother, too. Maybe it was a Jewish mother thing.
No, it was a cultural, sweetie, it's a cultural thing. The idea of hash browns, three eggs with bacon, use the grease on top of the bacon, butter on the bagels. Who knew? We lived in a Pillsbury Betty Crocker kind of society, right? Who knew the difference? And my mother fed us all of that stuff. And to this day, I'm convinced that had caused a lot of problems. Again, in the EMT, we're always picking up people that are having problems that are food related. You just say to them, what triggered the pain in your chest? Well, I ate about a half a dozen Twinkies. What caused the asthma attack? The Twinkies. Well, what caused you to have the diarrhea and call us because you thought you were dying and calling to call Sousa? Well, Twinkies. I ran out of Twinkies.
And I'll tell you, there's nothing worse than Twinkie-ria.
Twinkie rehab. Debbie.
Yes?
Are you on a particular diet yourself, or is this something that you just administrate?
Well, I administrate it, but incidentally, I've also lost 100 pounds in the past year and a half. I was severely overweight, and actually thinking about my own condition and knowing I'm managing this program, it really got me focused on myself and my health.
So what do you do? Do you do exercise? I know that you probably watch what you eat, but do you do exercise? What did you choose, sweetie? What did you choose?
I started walking, and I started walking 3 miles every day. And since then...
And don't tell me you're 50 miles away.
Where the hell is
you? You started 10 days ago, and you're lost.
But I've also progressed a little bit of jogging.
I get that. For me, because of my knees and everything from jumping around on the stage for 30 years, I ride a bicycle now. I ride it to the gig. I ride it here. I ride it in the city routinely. I would rather leave an hour early. And I got my jumpsuit that we use for the helicopters. And I do just like James Bond did in 1961 in Dr. No, when he comes out of the water in a wetsuit and he takes it off and he's got that tuxedo on.
Yeah.
Oh, I know every door guy. I know every bodyguard at every cool striptease, club, bars, hang, lounge, whatever. And I just chain my bike up in front, give him a $20 bill, take my jumpsuit off, and go find somebody who looks like Robin Bakai or you, Debbie. Debbie, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Dare I ask what your kickstand looks like?
I'll show you during the break, you slut. 866-313-3733. Somebody wants to talk about Pam Anderson, and there's a slight shift here. Now, Pam is a vegetarian, is she? Or she's a...
Animal cruelty's her bag, right?
Yes. She's a PETA person.
She'll eat the animal as long as it was killed sensibly? Is that the issue?
As long as you tell it a nice story and point its head to the east and then bang, right in the back. Unload a .45 in its skull while it's here thinking about home. That's all good.
Seriously, does she... I've seen her on...
I don't know if she's a vegetarian or not. We'll check that out.
But she's against cruelty to animals, but will she eat chicken? She wants the bust of Colonel Sanders taken down from the state capital of wherever it is.
In Kentucky. Frankfort, Kentucky.
Because he's a chicken killer. And I read something. I read Morgan Spurlock's book. He had the thing about McDonald's, supersize me, whatever. And I read his book, which is much more expansive on terms of what's happening in all kinds of other foodstuffs and something. Something like 80 million animals are killed a day and consumed in the United States. Okay, so are we saying that she's, is she saying rather, that she's against the way these animals are meet their inevitable end? Or is she saying that everybody should just stop eating the chicken? What's the issue here? Does anybody know? What do you think?
I think that she's against the, I think it's probably the mass murder in the same way that, you know, we hear about how, you know, huge areas in South America have been plundered for the beef for all the fast food burger chains.
Sure.
It's got to be about the way, you know, if you see any of those shots of those chicken houses and
it's like a concentration camp.
It really is. It's an acre of little beings. It's very disturbing.
Okay.
Pam is a vegetarian.
Does she wear a leather belt? Does she wear leather shoes? Are the bottoms of her vegan shoes leather?
I think her nipples are leather.
Animal, how many Big Macs have you eaten in one sitting? Do you have a personal best in mind?
Yeah, I got to take you back to my college days. Like when I was in college, Burger King, they was one of our sponsors and stuff, and then they were like
sponsors for what, Animal?
For our football team.
What football team did you play for?
Alabama State University in Montgomery, Alabama.
Whoa, that's big time. Okay. So
and so, you know, like, you know, I came from a bunch of heavy eaters on the football team. Those guys could really put some food away. And this one guy, particular Big Zach, I just knew I was going to, like, beat him in the food-eating contest because he had just come from dinner. You know what I'm saying? And so me and him was going at it. You know, we're just eating. I had done at about six. And then, like, he's still right there eating.
Six Big Macs or six?
Six Big Macs.
Okay.
Yeah, and so, you know, I'm putting them down. I'm probably going to do about eight and then just cut it off. This guy had 12 Big Macs on a full stomach. And he won the trophy and all that. I got second place because, you know, after he had at like nine, I just gave up. I wasn't going to just, like, get sick. Because this guy, he didn't even get sick. I mean, he went on, kicked it and everything after he had just came from the dining hall.
Okay, let me ask you this. How did you feel after you eat, what, nine Big Macs?
Oh, man, I was exhausted, man. I was, like, sick. I even tried to, like, throw some of it back up, but it wouldn't come back up, man.
See, well, now that's an extraordinary amount. That's an extraordinary amount of stuff.
Yeah, it was
I know that when we travel all over Europe and Mideast and so forth, you know, when we go into different countries, and I've probably played shows in 15 of them. Brian, we were in England, Japan, we went to Ireland and so forth. We call it the embassy, the American embassy. It's McDonald's.
Yeah.
It's the safest thing.
Yes.
It's the safest thing because if you're in Nagoya, Japan, you're not there to party. You're there to work. People paid money to see you do the voodoo that you do, okay? And you got to hit the high note. You got to play as good as B. Young does, right? And you got to know what kind of fool is going into that engine. I love all kinds of exotic stuff, but it routinely renders me incoherent, right? Oh, no, I've ate and drank my way through Nepal, I've all through the South Pacific, through Southeast Asia and stuff, and I've been sick all throughout Southeast Asia, the Amazon, New Guinea.
I was eating local in Japan up to the last day, then I had McDonald's.
Okay, but there's a couple of other issues that happen with Japanese food, and don't pretend that that didn't happen to the drummer. You lying white freak. Okay, we got somebody who wants to talk about Pam Anderson. John, talk to me about one of my favorite peoples. John, you're on Roth Radio. Go. You.
Hello, Dave.
Hey, what's up?
I just happen to think that she's a bit of an idiot. Like, you know what it is? I'm not like an animal torturer. I don't believe in like medical. I do believe in medical testing. I don't believe in like cosmetic testing of animals and just like general animal cruelty. But you know what? Animals, they're meat. They're food. We're omnivores. We have incisors. Check your teeth. I realize, like, especially it seems like anybody that pushes their views down my throat, especially like so violently as some of these animal rights people do, I can't respect them.
Well, I think what's happening with the animal rights people is they're talking about the way that a lot of people treat the animals. I got no problem with a little Bambi burger. I got no problem with a little Chicken Little for lunch. I got no problem with some bison loaf. I got no problem with
bison loaf.
I've had that.
It's what's for dinner.
I had that in Winnipeg, Canada. Nice. The Indians cook it up there. It tastes just like chicken. Tastes like rattlesnake. I got no problem with any of it, but I have worked on a farm. I did grow up in a rural background, and I've seen animals treated properly, and I've seen animals treated the way that rock and rollers get treated backstage in the first 5 years of your career, and I think that's probably what she's referring to. When you see the way that some of these turkeys and chickens and so forth are raised up, I have no problem with them winding up between two halves of a bagel with some mustard lettuce, and that's actually on its way up the stairs, even as we speak, and that's what I'm going to eat during the commercial. I think she's just got a little problem with the Auschwitz approach to here's how we do's it here. What up, Robin?
Barring women, what is the weirdest thing you've ever eaten?
Wow, that's an interesting question, and I think I have the answer after this.
David Lee Roth.
Добро пожаловать к Дэвиду Ли Руфу этим чудесным утром в 6 часов. Дэвид Ли Руф для вас только потому, что мы любим вас.
Class will now come to order. Go ahead, play a little guitar for us. Brian Young live in the studio, track jam and go, baby. Yo, yo. Time to choke the chicken here on Roth Radio. New York, Philadelphia, Dallas, Boston, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, and West Palm Beach. We have Kentucky Fried Chicken stories here. I'm very lucky to have my very good friends, the Bakais. Robin Bakai, who loves you, baby?
Dave.
You better point at your husband.
Living the dream, baby. Nick, I got you here. I got Nick on this side, Nick, you on that side.
Nick Bakai, our very special guest here. And Animal is protecting all of us. Say hello, Animal.
Hey, what's up out there, world?
Okay, we are getting Kentucky Fried Chicken stories. We have Jill here. Jill, you're on Roth Radio. You are good to go.
Dave,
talk to me.
It's an honor to talk to you.
Thank you, Jill. What's cooking? Get it?
Hi, babe.
Go ahead, sweetie.
I just wondered if you had seen the story on America Online about the boy in Kentucky. He's like 19 years old. He's a member of PETA. He changed his name to like stopkfc.com.
That's his name? That's like a prince story.
His name.
He changed it to stopkfc.com, and they allowed him to do it?
He's the artist formerly known as...
To do it.
He's the artist formerly known as Dwayne.
Well, you would have to allow somebody to change their name to something like that, because that hails back to, like, the black Muslim movement, when everybody started changing their name to Malcolm 3X Shabazz times 2, or, you know, or now the hip-hop names, you know, or like, it's just a series of consonants, you know, DMX, or whatever, you know, you can, or you can take somebody else's name, you know, Gotti Escobar, or whatever, so why wouldn't they change that name? He didn't have that actually tattooed on himself, did he? Because this is like one of those sex change guys who's going to have, or who's going to rethink this in a period of time. What's your thoughts on this, Jill?
I did think that he was probably having some gender issues, yes.
Well, that was an immense conceptual leap, and I liked it.
Like it.
So we're going to keep you on, Jill. Where are you calling from right now?
Calling from Kent, Ohio, home of Kent State University.
Oh, okay. And what did you have for breakfast this morning?
I had 2 pieces of wheat toast.
Wow, and that gives you enough energy to get all the way up to happy hour, right? I mean, that's the break point. Because
no.
I eat what I call my Viet Cong prison diet. I have routinely, I eat plain oatmeal in the morning with water, and then I have like an apple or banana with the cereal, and then I have like 5 egg whites like that, and the whole rest of the day is chicken, rice, and water. And if I'm really good, I get more water.
You're a good boy.
No, I just want to look great when I'm naked for you, honey. this is why everybody goes to the gym. I'm absolutely convinced it has nothing to do with health. We are a nation who wants to look good when we're naked. Talk to that, Jill. What do you think?
Absolutely, and I was really hoping to catch you naked when I saw you perform for 1984.
You delicious little tramp. I knew from your tone of voice that you didn't really want to talk about chickens at all.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you.
Who loves you? Roth Radio Do. Thanks for calling, Jill. 866-313-3733.
KFC was just a Dave delivery system for Jill.
A lot of food is a delivery system. I think that French fries are a delivery system for salt. That's the only reason that I eat French fries, right?
Last night I learned that onion rings were a delivery system for Tabasco-spiced ranch dressing.
That's right. And lettuce is a delivery system for blue cheese dressing, right?
Sure.
You know, Victoria's Secret is a delivery... Well, go ahead, man.
No, I was going to say that. For Teddy.
Low fat.
My good friend Teddy.
All fat loaded with sugar.
KFC is interesting because it seems to inspire a lot of crazy stuff in people. There was that urban legend that went around big time a few years ago that they had genetically bred a new kind of chicken that had no head, or the breasts were so big they kept tipping over.
And that's when they changed.
These were the new boy bands and the new crop. Crop of the yeah. Spears Lohan.
98 degrees, headless chicken. You know.
But it was when they changed the name from Kentucky Fried Chicken to KFC, and the rumor was that they can't call it chicken anymore.
No, that's not the truth. The actual truth.
Yeah. It is, no, it's apocryphal, but.
No, and I couldn't even spell that. Well, let me try. B-U-T. But, no, what it is that the word fried is a bullet point now, right, that right. If you have the word fried involved in your logo or whatever, and you're not a lead guitarist, you're out of luck. No, fried is a kind of a, like a purple heart. You get that after a while, you know. If you're in a rock band long enough, everybody goes, oh, yeah, yeah, he's fried. And then, you know, that's going to apply to every classic rocker ultimately. But if you put it in terms of food, you lose. That's a no-no word now. So they changed it to KFC. It's kind of like when the SWAT team couldn't get to somebody quick enough, and the guy fell off the roof, and they had to change their name to Special Services. it's the same kind of thing. Heavy paramedics. Don, 14, you're on Roth Radio. Share with us. Go for it.
Hey, Dave, how's it going? One safe, long-time fan. Listening since I was 5, man. I'm a medic down here in Pittsburgh, and I wanted to say, I don't know how the guys up there in New York look, man, but there's some spare tires running around down here, man. I don't even know how they carry these people out of the houses.
Well, that's the miracle of Premonti sandwiches. You're in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. For Manny and a whole bunch of other food.
Well, this is the classic American hard-working construction food. That's literally the grist for the mill that this country was based on. And if you're working the full blast 9-hour day in a steel mill, or you're out in a cow pasture, or you're working machinery, or you're in a drill press or whatever, then you will work a lot of that off, especially if you're younger. That's, you know, comfort food is what keeps you warm. When it gets cold, you're not going to go very far on sushi, my friend.
Well, the problem is around here is there's a lot of privatized ambulance services except for the city, man, and these guys just sit around all day. I pull 24 every other day, and they don't offer, I don't know how it is in New York, but they don't offer them gyms and stuff like that in their base and stuff like that. They have the fridge, the couch, and the TV and their equipment.
The biggest person that I helped lift out of a basement, okay? And, again, my experience as an EMT, I'm going to qualify this, what I'm really an expert at now, is lifting people. As far as bicarbonate of anything going into somebody's IV, whatever, that's your responsibility, Don. But in terms of, can we get him from here to there in this amount of time? Can do. I have lifted them out of the bathtub. I have lifted them out of the ocean. I have lifted them off of the sidewalk. And then that same guy showed up after dinner to be lifted off the sidewalk again, etc.
The heaviest I had was 1,000 pounder.
Oh, well, you whooped me. We were up to 500 pounds. We literally had to use our Leatherman tools to take the door jams off. Not just the door, but we had to take the door jam off completely. Go ahead. And I carried, it took us, let's see, it was 9 people. Once we got him up the stairs and out into the front, there was, it took 4 people on each side with loading straps and one guy calling signals holding his little skull. Am I about accurate? Have you dealt with cases like this, Don?
We actually had to get one of them little front-end loaders and take the wall out.
Wow. When we get somebody like that, you call for special services, the same people who deliver the sawhorses for the parade route. And they take the sawhorses out of the back of the truck because it has a hydraulic lift in the back. And
I've seen them. They have the witches on the back of the truck.
There you go. And they put a big white bed sheet over you, and you drive off like a great big egg.
My other question is, Dave, do you still smoke cigarettes?
I do occasionally. Whenever there's loud, popular black music of the day and girls charging me $20 a dance, I will smoke a Marlboro Light.
I had to ask that question because I'm a heavy smoker myself, and I'm thinking about quitting here for the better of my skills and everything.
Well, you know, don't pay attention to me. I'm a rock star, not an athlete, sir.
I hear you, man. I appreciate you being out here for the EMS people, man. I love the work you're doing.
Thanks so much. God bless. Roth Radio, talking to the free world, and then some. New York, Philadelphia, that was Pittsburgh, Dallas, Boston, Cleveland, West Palm Beach, 866-313-3733. What do you got? Somebody, a nutritionist from the Netherlands? That's Holland. That's French for Holland, right? Dan, talk to me.
Hey, Dave, this is Daniele speaking. Actually, I'm Italian, but I live in the Netherlands.
This is a hell of a good accent.
Yeah. You can hear it, I guess.
Go ahead. What's on your mind?
Talking about the subject, I have to say that it's really easy. I mean, you got that each person, like a man, needs 2,500 kilocalories a day just to survive, let's say, to do a standard kind of life. Everything else that you add, you need to burn it. And the thing that I see also when I was in U.S., that people are moving less and less.
No, I don't know what you just said, but I love the way you said it, man.
So
I understand. I'm here to make fun.
So,
Go ahead.
You know that each food you're eating is transformed in your body into energy.
Okay. Who used to do a routine like this?
Don Scardino. What was that?
No, it's Kaufman. Andy Kaufman. Right?
Oh, yeah, there you go. I was going with the... Who's the...
Father Guido Sarducci.
Guido Sarducci.
No, he's selling it. Whatever he's selling, I want some of it. It sounds
the
like...
The minute he said, the subject, I'm like, whatever, I'm on board.
Okay, so what would you recommend that people eat for dinner tonight, my friend? Go ahead.
Okay, usually the best thing is to have carbs during, like, for midday lunch.
Like a little bit of a pasta.
Exactly. Okay. Olive oil. I really support the Mediterranean.
The Mediterranean olive, a little bit of cheese.
Olive oil, bit of wine. You know, you just don't have to exaggerate, as you were saying, you know?
You must
get some proteins.
You must think sensibly. Because otherwise, when I look at the woman and I say to her, your jeans, they would look marvelous on my bathroom floor.
That's why I keep my Italian accent, even when I speak Dutch.
You
need it. It's really charmant.
Beautiful.
Well, it's having a pronounced effect on the young lady across from me. We're going to have to throw cold water into, how do you call it? Said if the legs break for commercials while Robin slides off the Naga hide.
David Lee Roth.
Roth Radio, talking about fuel for the engine here. The weirdest thing that I ever ate, I think Robin brought that up earlier. Two different things, actually. Once was in the Amazon, and we had been going up the river. We had commandeered a little boat, pirate style, just simply going into the bars at Manaus, which is like pirate headquarters. It's like out of the 1600s, and the boats anchor 3-5 deep, and everybody has to walk across each other's boats. And a boat is nothing but a hull with a roof, and you use hammocks in between like that. And we had been about, I don't know, almost 4 weeks going up the river, and I was deathly ill. I had the Pepto-Bismol. Call it. You never go far. And we visited a tiny little village called Huarini. It's not even on the map. And it's about halfway between Manaus and the headwaters of the Amazon and Iquitos, Peru. And they had never seen but some missionaries earlier before us. And we showed up and they boiled a cow. And I was already sick. And the village gathered around. And I had a little guitar, so I played them Ice Cream Man and a couple of things, you know. And the kids, well, I showed them how to moonwalk, you know, and the whole kind of thing like this. And they, and, you know, in celebration, hey, we were visitors from outer space, you know, like this. They butchered a cow, killed it right there, and then boiled it and served it to us. And I forced myself through the whole plate, and then they gave me another plate, man. That was the worst. The second was in Tahiti. They have a traditional ancient dish called fafaru, and it's fish. I dread thinking how this was invented, but they put the fish in a crock pot, okay, a stone pot, and they put seawater in it and cap it and leave it for up to 2 months. It stinks so bad. Would they have to keep it wrapped? They put like leaves underneath the lid because it stinks so bad, and they leave it down on the beach away from the huts, and it smells. Oh my god. And it's like a rite of a celebration that we are proud to be Tahitian. You must eat a mouthful of this. I'm convinced mostly so that your breath stinks as bad up to 30 meters away as everybody else in the family. I can't imagine how those people got conquered, man.
And that's right out of Fear Factor.
It's right out of French history. The only people who could tolerate that were the French, man.
It's the people who make sauerkraut in their basement. Honestly, there's a sauerkraut season, and they get all this cabbage and they boil it and it ferments, and they leave it down there for months. And
well, that's going to come out like kimchi or something, especially if you throw garlic in there or whatever. And I love that hot sauce. Hey, the Koreans are the pit bull terriers of the entire racial menu here, okay? Yeah. There's a reason that Taekwondo is the national sport. You remember when they had the Olympics there and 200 black belts show up, etc., etc.? Well, that's why. It's in the diet, man. You know, you get that spice like that. But fafaru, that was the worst. That was the worst going. I think that probably the reason everybody's so concerned about their diet is not about health. It's got nothing to do with your heart rate. It's got nothing to do with your aerobic content. I can't even spell aerobic, and I'm not even sure what it is. I think I have one. I do. But here's the actual reason that everybody gets involved in the diet and that this hits so many buttons here, because the phones have been lighting up here. For example, from page 6, where I get all of my news and only my news. Supermodel Carolyn Murphy, the face of Estee Lauder, had her ex-husband arrested on extortion charges after he tried to sell the graphic sex tape they made on their 17-day honeymoon in Barbados. Oh, good. Little sex tape there. You don't think she was naked, do you? Here we go. Down at the bottom, after playing a stripper in Cloud 9 Angie Everhart has total respect for the topless profession. She's probably watching her diet as well. And who else is in that movie with her? There's an art doing lap dances. And who was interested in seeing those in that movie? Well, none other than Burt Reynolds, D.L. Hughley, Tommy Danza, Tony Danza, all three of them, Tom Arnold, Gary Busey, Gabrielle Reese, who's the volleyball player, and then over here on the side, Carol Alt is gracing the cover of Skin Deep, a new beauty magazine, etc. We are a nation who's most consumed about being naked, do you think?
Absolutely, and you get to a certain age and you have to decide whether you want to look better naked or in clothing. You know, you do have to make that choice. But when I started going to the gym, I've got a trainer, I go to the gym, I work out all the time, and I recently went to the doctor and he said, you know, you got to lift your training up to 3 days a week. I was like, why? And it was this whole health thing, you got to get your aerobic back, you know, do more treadmill and stuff. And I was like, oh, screw that, you know.
So
I
do
just
you
want to look good. I
so
don't
do
really
you
care
think,
what my heart's doing.
Do you think strippers... Say that again?
I said, I just want to look good. I don't really care what's going on in my heart. I'm doing aerobic stuff twice a week. I'm not raising it to 3. F you.
Bingo. Do you think the strippers are in great shape or are they just dieted down?
I think they probably, it's a little bit of both, but I would also assume the strippers have a little help from the medicine chest, if you know what I mean. Well,
I would prefer to think so. I'd like to know if the girls who are taking care of themselves, because I think the girls take a little bit care of themselves, especially in the stripper nation, and that's what I'm going to call what I'm reading off of this whole page here. I don't care if it's the Carolyn Murphy or Carol Alt or Angie Everhart or whatever, because I've got my own sister goes to stripper class a couple times a week,
sure.
Right? I looked up in the window. She lives over the garage. There's a pole. Is that actual exercise?
Very much so, and it's huge in L.A. Everybody's doing it in L.A.
Maybe,
pole dancing.
Maybe we get somebody to give us a call who's doing pole dancing and tell us if that's real exercise here. In fact, is it exercise if I just go and watch? Because I feel my heart rate go up. I reach for my card maybe 50 times. It's a gold card, so it weighs more. Oh, yes. You know, I like supplements, you know, tobacco. 866-313-3733. What's happening to our country here? Are we a nation of strippers? Why do we go to see striptease so much? Why am I such an addict of that? Why are there like 19 of them in New York City now? We've watched our diet. Now little princess is in her G-string. I'm standing at the door with my schvanz in one hand and $20 in the other. Am I an addict? What's going on here? Why is this so popular?
Oh, don't look at me, man. Look at Nick.
From what I understand, Dave, this is awkward. We'll talk later. No, it's, there's such an explosion. The same thing in Vegas. You know, there are literally a billion gentlemen's clubs, or as one of the articles we're reading today, one of them calls them a men's daycare center. And maybe that's the answer. You know, it's men can go and, you know, there's nothing wrong with being fawned over, even if you're paying for it.
In the military,
young lovelies.
In the military, it's called a target-rich environment. Hey, I'm not kidding. What's happening with our country here? Grandma goes to porn Oscars. This is page 6. Family field trip. Sir Ivan Wilzig, the multimillionaire heir turned techno singer. Techno's kind of over, isn't it?
I thought so.
Well, those millionaires took his 70-year-old mother, Naomi, to the Adult Video News Awards, and for the uninitiated, that's the sleaze, that's the whatever, the convention that they have in Las Vegas, but that's all the porn awards.
Yeah.
Is porno good for us? What do you think? Is there a place, is porno good for us or is it bad?
I guess it's got to be good for some people. It seems to be good for the men.
Well, it's a moderation issue again, isn't it? You know,
no.
I think that people can...
Weren't the three of us at the porn awards together
that was
once?
Yes.
Remember
you sang
it?
That night at the Hard Rock?
That's right. I played the show, but I never made it to the actual expo.
Yes,
you followed?
Right, right.
Yeah. Did you guys go to the expo?
No, we didn't.
We met some fascinating characters.
That was a good night. That was a good night. The best part was I used to do a voice for a Nickelodeon cartoon called The Angry Beavers, and I swear to God.
Insert
that is,
joke here.
Really, get your TiVos up. I'm not making that up. And there was a guy there who had a tattoo of my character on his arm, Norbert, on this cartoon. And we okay. and then there are a whole bunch of the performers, the talent from the video industry, are going, oh, look, it's the Angry Beavers. Well, this is the guy who's the voice. We're talking, and we're saying, well, how do you know the Angry Beavers? We're talking to somebody who just got an award on stage for something pretty graphic a minute ago. And they said, well, we watch it with our kids. And we got a whole new insight into the industry.
How do you get an award at the Porno Awards, you know, for the best what? How do you, who judges this? Who sits in this? Do your parents come to this?
I doubt CAA was there.
Well, you never know.
They will be soon.
They have a division soon, I promise you.
Pornography is what, something like $6 billion a year now?
It's 12, 14 now. It's exploding.
It's more than all professional sports combined, right? It's more than football, baseball, hockey, and all of it combined, isn't
it? Right up there.
Absolutely. We're a porn nation.
So who's buying this? Is this a good thing or is this a bad thing?
Well, I think there's nothing wrong with getting your appetite if you know where to point it. You know, we all know people who are really disabled. You were saying watching that computer screen and how that isolates you from the world. Well, porn can do the same thing.
I think that in terms of, you're talking about chronic, so what you're saying, it's like a cigar. You don't taste it during, it's in the finish, right? So you're supposed to go and watch and memorize her. Is that what you're saying, Nick?
I think that's a healthier model than launching your torpedoes alone in a dark room for 12 hours a day.
We used to just memorize Miss November, huh?
You know, I remember that, yeah.
But another thing now is that porn is so prevalent on the internet, and people spend hours and hours and hours watching internet porn, and then they try to go out and find somebody who's going to replicate that in real life, mm-hmm. which ain't going to happen.
I'm going to contest that right after this.
Go for it, Bevan. Where's my computer? I want to watch some porn. David Lee.